different mood around here today than the past few Mondays?
I think that's obvious. Winning feels much better. But, we had a chance to correct the tape and get into a normal corrective Monday. And then said we'll spend a little time on Baltimore. It's an uncommon opponent. I haven't played this team in 4 years, so I felt it was important to turn the page.
Mike, how long have you kind of been working on that Wildcat stuff, or I don't know if that's what you call it, but with Randall taking the snaps there?
A couple weeks. Things with Randall, you always, have in your back pocket. And but really the specifics of the ball handling and different types of things, it goes week to week. So, the ones we ran against the Bears were, primary thoughts for this week, this past week.
Obviously, we haven't seen Devontae Mays since the preseason. How's he come along the last couple months?
Looks good. Looks good. He's, he's developing and getting stronger. So he's done a lot of good things in practice, and he's been ready to go. He's actually, I think, excelling on his special teams work. So, he will have an opportunity this week.
Can you give us any update on Aaron and Ty?
I would say Aaron's a multiple-week injury. Ty, I think they're still working through, exams and so forth. So I would think he has a chance this week.
How did you think Jamal Williams handled that?
I thought Jamal Williams played excellent. He's actually game ball winner on special teams. And if you look at the way he played on offense, so I thought he clearly played his best football as a Green Bay Packer, the way he came in there and ran a football at the time where you needed to run it. He had phone booth style runs and he delivered. I was very impressed with the way he played.
What allows a guy to change so much from the first few games of the season where we saw him and he kind of just looked to cover up and run straight ahead, whereas yesterday he was showing explosiveness and just breaking tackles? And is that a mindset change?
Total confidence change. I think with the way he started in the season. I mean, you could see in training camp, he was clearly, ahead of the other two rookies. And I think when the season started, he was trying to do it right. He was trying to do things right. He was trying to, the ball carriage was different for him, and was thinking too much where yesterday. And frankly, the opportunity taken away from him with Aaron stepping in there and his hunger never changed. You could see just the way he went from being behind Ty to the way he played on special teams. So, I mean, he's really developed into a heck of a special teams player. I mean, particularly on kickoff coverage and just the way he goes down there. And it's, something he always doesn't have a lot of experience in. So, and then we got in there yesterday, he cut it loose. So he took a big step, and I would say the key to it was confidence.
Mike, what does it say about your running game when you're on the third back in your rotation and you're not going away from the running game, you're still giving the ball to running back?
Well, it starts up front. I thought the play style of our football team, number one, was what you're looking for. The things when your team plays faster or finishes better than your opponent, I mean, that's the goal each and every week. And, I thought our offensive defensive lines really set the pace and capture the line of scrimmage in a game. But our run blocking unit is where it started. So they're physical. We left a lot of offense on the field offensively. We were mentally was probably our poorest performance of the year. We had some new wrinkles and things in there. So mentally we weren't as sharp. But I thought our emotional, our drive, our finish was what it needed to be, and we need to build off of that. Because we can't make that many mental mistakes and leave that much production on the field as we move forward.
Mike, based on the feedback that you were getting from your guys upstairs, when they challenged, did your guys see the same result as what the outcome was?
Well, we saw this. I mean, we didn't see it until they actually start playing it in the stadium and up top. It happens. I understand the rules are what they are as far as you're supposed to have clear mutual opportunities on both sides to review those types of plays because there was a catch earlier in the game that we had no information on it, so I did not challenge. But at the time, you know, based on seeing it live, because my viewpoint, I was watching his feed, and I didn't have a clear look at the pylon, but based on the information to that point, we didn't have it. But once they start playing it, and after, you know, after John challenged it, you know, then our sideline was like, can you challenge a challenge? And I said, no, we just need to – this it'll work itself out. So,
that was my next question. Yeah. If the result would have been different based on what they may or may not have seen, then could you or would you have challenged?
Well, the way the rule reads, they're supposed to look at every component of the score. So, and thankfully it worked out in our favor.
You can challenge a challenge, though, can't you?
Depends on the call. It depends on the – but that's a score and whatever the term that they use.
Huh? They're supposed to come up with that call so you wouldn't have to challenge it, right?
I mean, say that again?
They're looking – like you said, they're looking at everything, so you shouldn't have
– Well, I thought it was definitely officiated correctly. I'm not just saying because of where the outcome was. But, I mean, he was challenging a touchdown where, you know, we went from – you know, it was a three-component, you know, as far as the result instead of – I think when they challenged, they thought it was two.
Hey, Mike, did Trevor
Davis just lose where his bearings on that one punt that he caught like a yard deep? Or yeah, it was a punt, right? That he caught a yard deep in the end zone.
Yeah, I'm going to have to blame that on David Rye. You know, we have an assistant coach each week that we assign to be the general of the week, and they give a speech on Saturdays, and he had him so jacked up he forgot where the hell he was at. So we're going to blame that one on General David Rye. Wrong decision, obviously. I'm kidding. I thought you won a game, you could crack a joke, but let's move on.
What can you do to try and cut down on special teams penalties?
Good point. First one's, you know, right there. Second one's a poor decision. So, you know, Joe. I mean, I'm not making excuses for Joe, but you know, it's like anything. You got to get your feet. You got to have your feet right. And it's unfortunate because, you know, the field position battle, what, you know, I felt like we won. And really the emphasis going into that game, especially with the weather once we get down there, that could have been a huge benefactor for us in field position. Those two plays there, you know, we lost a lot of yardage with those two penalties. So keep emphasizing it. I think it's important to evaluate everything. Combative penalties, or you got to work through them, you know, mental errors and pre-snaps, there's no excuse. So that was, you know, the second one was a poor decision. I mean, he was clearly behind him on the block. But, you know, the first one with Joe was, you know, it was close.
I know Joe's been here a couple of years, but some of the other penalties this year, there were a couple for Hawkins, Bryce, Pipkins. Mm-hmm. Is it a youth thing, do you think, with some of your first?
Well, it's special teams. I mean, that's really, I mean, that's where our younger guys, you know, play. And, you know, you got to find that balance. You know, I don't know if you guys are out there in special time. I think it's really a reflection of our practice structure. We spend so much time on fundamentals because that's an area that, you know, if you watch the trend of our teams over the years, our special teams have always come on in November, December, and I'm hoping for that to continue this year. So there's just more training involved there because, you know, hey, these guys come, you know, they're drafted, they're trying to make the team as offensive, defensive players. We all understand how important special teams is. And, you know, so that part of it as far as the individual time and we feel like we spend more time now than we ever have developing the fundamentals of that. And it's paid off more for us at the end of years historically. So I'm hoping for that to take off here in the next couple of weeks.
Both short-term and long-term, is there any concern with Kevin King's shoulder?
Well, good question. He was struggling with it yesterday, so he'll be evaluated. But I have nothing to report for you.
I guess by long term, I mean, he looks like he's wearing something on his shoulder. And I know he did in college, too. So I'm guessing this is something that's been an ongoing issue with
him. Yeah, absolutely. You know, as far as things they wear and equipment and things like that, that's, you know, it's, when it comes to the physical part, I think you can ask Kevin that.
Okay. You talked a lot about the time clock with Hundley in pocket, you know, when he first took over. How has that incrementally improved and or sped up now in the subsequent couple of games?
Well, you know, I think it's like any game. And, I mean, you can take any quarterback through it. I mean, there's concepts you're really comfortable in. And then what position, you know, certain players are playing within that concept. So we're getting better each week. I thought he threw the ball with good time clock this week, you know, better than last week. So, You know, but in the same breath, we're not rolling the same thing out there every week because we got to stay competitive schematically too. So, but yeah, I thought Brett definitely got better in the game and made a big key play when we needed it.
He hasn't had any turnovers here for what, 3 weeks now. What does it say about a young quarterback who's settled in that regard?
Well, it's the number one priority. I mean, he touches the ball every snap, and you know, and that's something that. You know, I know every team in football emphasizes it, but, you know, he has to take care of the football, and he's going to have to take care of it, you know, this week against Baltimore. So, you know, you look at the games that they've won. I mean, I think they're averaging something like 3.4 turnovers or 3.4 turnovers in their wins. So you have to take care of the football, and he's doing a heck of a job of it.
Few more, please. I know percentage-wise, Mason would probably like his numbers to be higher, but given everything that's gone on around him, has this been a pretty impressive season, what he's been able to do?
Definitely. I think, you know, I think Mason's, you know, one of the top or the top kicker in the league, in my opinion. But what I like about Mason is what he's done from a leadership position. I mean, he's had so much change. You know, he knows the schedule. He knows the preparation, you know, outline. And all the little things, and he's had young players, you know, multiple young players to work with. So, you know, his leadership has been really important, and we just got to keep working at it because obviously we had the situation there where we missed the field goal in the fourth quarter. So, but I really liked his leadership and professionalism.
Like when you start a guard at right tackle or at tackle,
yep.
I assume you have a disadvantage against the speed on the edge, but do you have an advantage, do you think, in the run game because you're playing a guy who's used to playing, you know?
Well, I clearly understand your question, but it depends on the individuals too. I mean, it's just, you know, when you look at, you know, Justin McCray, you know, his play style and, you know, his strengths as far as his, you know, his footwork and his athletic ability and power, it definitely plays to your advantage in the run game. So, but you can see that, you know, he had some things where some tough situations, adjustments we got into that weren't as clean. But, I mean, he's a tough guy. I mean, what he's done this year and played the multiple positions, I can't say enough about it. I just love the way he plays. And, you know, he had a huge matchup in that game. And, you know, and he delivered.